Just a quick check-in with ABC News. We're ready for volleyball here on KAIT Radio. Starting lineup tonight for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Aaron Jacobson, number 5. Bree Erke, number 8. Taylor Schmidt, number 10. Haley Schultz, number 11. Sarah George, number 12. Bailey Erke wears number 19. And Sydney Schultz, number 21. She's in the white libero jersey. Everybody else for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva in the black. Jacobson, Erke, Schmidt, Schultz, George, and Erke. And then Schultz again, the starting lineup for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Again, your lineup's brought to you by T&W Towing. Next time you find yourself on the side of the road and you need a tow, call T&W Towing of Albert Lee at 473-2999. So the Panthers will serve going from left to right on your radio dial here on KATE, Albert Lee, Minnesota. And we are underway. Serve is over. Button the backcourt. Set on the attack. Mosepka is going to hit it over. Just spins over the net. Free ball for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. On the attack, hit over. And that's almost going to land. On the attack there was Bailey Erke. And the other way, a point for TCU. I didn't see who the attacker was, but it was tipped at the net. It lands for a point. 1-0 TCU on top. Serving is Mosepka. Bottom in the backcourt. Set. On the attack, it's over the two blockers. Bump them in the air by TCU. Quick second hit. Over's going to land for a point, and that's Smyshek. Nice job by Emily Smyshek, a 5'7 junior. Quick second hit over, and it's 2-0 TCU. Titans off to a fast start. Serving for TCU. Number 19, Audrey Vosepka, just a sophomore. On the attack, it's blocked. And TCU's off to a fast start on the block party. Kaya Krochak was there. Allison Wyatt was there as well. And it's 3-0 TCU right off the get-go. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva looking for a side out. Vosepka serving. Okay, we're just underway. You play to 25. You got to win by 2. Now it's bumped backwards. Schultz gets to it. Third hit over. Free ball for TCU. Set by Smyshek on the attack. Krochak comes in. That's going to... Oh! It might have sailed by the back line, but Chandler Schmidt put her arm out there. And it's 4-0 TCU. So a kill for Krochak. Yet again on Parents' Night, the Titans out to a fast start early. Vosepka again on the serve. Bumped by Schultz. Bumped again. Third hit over. Good chance here for TCU. Set up by Smyshek on the attack. Whited off the two blockers, and Schultz trying to dig it out. Not able to. Another point for TCU. It's 5-0. And we'll see if Ashley Tolsman looking over to the Panther bench. No timeout's going to be taken. They'll let her team play through it. So Vosepka serving again. Set number one, 5-0 TCU. Bump by Schultz. Set on the attack. That's going to be out of play. Trying to find that back corner with Brink Erke. And Erke's shot misses the back corner. And it's 6-0 TCU on top. And Ashley Tolsman going to take a quick timeout. So TCU out and flying. 6-0 Titans off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We're going to pull up some scores here in just a moment. Again, we mentioned New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 4-1 on the season. And TCU comes in with a 5-6 record. We'll keep you updated on the Vikings game tonight. If you're by your radio and worried you're going to miss out on any of the scores from Philadelphia, we'll keep you updated on how the Vikings are doing during our broadcast here in Montgomery. For the Panthers, they need a side out. They need one badly. Down 6-0 early here in the first set. And Vosepka still serving from right to left on your radio dial. Bump by Schultz. Set on the attack off the blockers and dug out by TCU. Attacking there was Erke. The other way, quick tip shot by Whitehead. It's going to be bumped out of bounds. Trying to dig it was Taylor Schmidt. And that goes out of play at 7-0. 7-0 TCU. Student body for TCU dressed up in camouflage tonight. Vosepka serves it. Set on the attack. Two-hand hits it over there with Bree Erke. Coming the other way. Krochak, little tip shot. It's going to be down. It's out. Out of bounds. Krochak in the middle front trying to go to her right and keep it in play. Not able to. And New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva gets a much-needed side out. They serve to start, and then was Vosepka serving six more times to make it 7-0. Now it's 7-1. Krochak on the attack out of two blockers and down. Schultz in the back row diving for it, cannot come up with it. And TCU's on top 8-1. Substitution for the Panthers, Faith Nielsen. 5'6 junior will check in. Bailey Urkey will check out for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Again, the Panthers are 4-1. They've won three of their matches in five sets. Smishek serving for TCU. And that's almost an ace. Set and trying to tip it over on the attack, but she was in the net. No, TCU was in the net. Erin Jacobson came forward to try to tip it, and someone for TCU was in the net. I thought Jacobson was. Instead, Gabby Rutt. And it's 8-2. Serve is over. On the attack of the back row, hits it right into the net. So an attack here on TCU, and here comes New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, down by just five. 8-3 TCU, set number one. Bree Urkey, a 5'10 senior serving. Bump by Smishek. On the attack is Rutt, hits it over. On the attack, it's over the two blockers, and backwards, that's going to be a point. Give the kill. That's a kill to Erin Jacobson. So Jacobson gets a kill. And it's 8-4. So now TCU looking for a side out. The Panthers on a little bit of a run here in set number one on Kate Radio. Urkey serve is over. Dug out by Mosepka. Hit by Smishek. Third hit over. Free ball here for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Quick second. Slapped over. That's down for a point. That's Helly Schultz. So give Helly Schultz the kill. And it's a game of runs so far. It was 8-0 TCU. Now it's 8-5. And NRHEG still serving. Bumped by Mosepka. Bumped again. On the attack is Rutt. Goes out the blockers. Hit backwards. Chance for the Panthers. Third hit over by Jacobson. Mosepka bumps. Set by Smishek. Rutt, two hands, hits it over. Bump in the back row. Set again. On the attack. Hits it out the blockers. That's down for a point. Nice job there by Erin Jacobson. Jacobson will get a kill. And the run continues for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. It's 8-6. We haven't had many servers so far in this one. And Krochak gets a big side out for TCU. Kai Krochak, 6'3" senior, knocks it home. Substitution, Anna Barnett will come in for TCU, replacing Allison Whiter. So a side out for TCU, it's 9-6. Anna Barnett, 5'5" senior serving. Jacobson will bump it over. Free ball for TCU. Bump by I thought Barnett had it. That one's going to be hit over. Hit backwards. Panthers get to it. That's Schultz. Third hit over. Free ball for TCU. Barnett, Smishek on the set on the attack. Krochak, and that's down for a kill. Taylor Schmidt, the 5'8 junior, tried to play it, not able to. And it's 10-6 TCU off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Good crowd here in Montgomery tonight. Good amount of Panther fans making that drive 50 miles up Highway 13. Serve is over, almost an ace. Free ball for TCU. Set by Smishek on the attack. That's going to be in. Just hits the back line. Lexi Factor gets the kill. Well, it's been a game of runs here in set number one. TCU is up 7-0. Panthers cut to 7-6. And now it's 11-6 TCU with Barnett serving. And that's going to sail a service there and a point to TCU. Or not to TCU, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. It's 11-7. So Helly Schultz, a 5'10 junior, serving for the Panthers in the black jerseys, red numerals, white trim. Serve is over. Factor on the attack. Blockers blocked it right back. Nice job by the Panthers, and TCU can't return it. On the block party, I believe Taylor Schmidt was there, Sarah George there as well. And it's 11-8. We expected coming into this one it was going to be a good matchup. Schultz serving and just got over. Factor dives and bumps it right back to the Panthers. Set on the attack. Jacobson off the blockers. Played by TCU. Smishek, quick second it over for a point. Smishek, the center, wasted no time and just with the second hit from the middle of the gym or middle of the opposite floor, and both three Panthers diving for it, not able to come up with it. So Krochak serving, 12-8 TCU here in set number one. On the attack, left front, hit over there by Taylor Schmidt, played by TCU. Factor on the attack, and that's going to be down for a point. Went over the shoulder of Jacobson, and a cross-court attack by Factor, from the left front to make it 13-8. And Grochak serving. TCU in the gray jerseys, white numerals. Kind of like Columbia blue. And that's going to be tipped over in the second hit for NRHEG for a point. I didn't see who hit that. But a side out for the Panthers. Bailey Urquhart will check back in. So the side out, it's 13-9, and serving is going to be Aaron Jacobson, 5'10 senior. Third hit over by Bosapka with two hands to the back row. Schultz ahead on the set. That's hit over with two hands by Taylor Schmidt. Factor will set it up, and her set goes all the way over. Chance for the Panthers the other way. That one's hit over. No, didn't get over. Taylor Schmidt on the attack right front. Hit the top of the net and came right back to her. And it's 14-9. Substitution for TCU, Alexis Markison, a 5'4 sophomore, will check in. And she'll serve here for TCU. Bumped by Schultz, the libero. Bumped again. Jacobson hits it over with two hands. Chance for TCU. Smishek over to Factor. Spinning on the top of the net. Panthers keep it alive. Second it over. TCU in control. Set by Smishek. Going to have to bump it over. And a chance for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. That's hit over. Played by TCU in the back row. Smishek quick second hit over. Bump backwards. Schultz second it over from the back row. Played by Barnett. Smishek sets it up. And Factor with two hands pushes it over. Chance for the Panthers the other way. Jacobson on the back row hits it over. It was tipped. But played by TCU. Third hit over by Factor. Played by Jacobs in the back row. Set on the attack. Left front hit over. And that's dug out by Barnett on the attack by Taylor Schmidt. Kept alive. Free ball back to the Panthers. What a rally here. Third hit over. Played by Smishek. TCU with a chance. Losevka slaps it over on hit two. Set by the Panthers. On the attack. Left front hits it over the two blockers. Bumped by TCU. Smishek to Losevka off the two blockers. Bumped by Jacobson. Bump backwards. Schultz in the back row hit it over. Free ball for TCU. Best rally by far tonight. Factor on the attack, and that's down. So a long, long set, or not set, but point goes to TCU. 15-9, Titans up by six. That was fun to watch. Both teams working hard for that point. Markison serving. Bumped by Schultz. Bumped again. Jacobson on the back row. Hits it over the net. Spins over and down. So Jacobson from the right back at the top of the net. It just spun over. A side out. It's 15-10. So Schultz. Sydney Schultz serving. Third hit over by Bosapka. Schultz bumping it. Third hit over by Taylor Schmidt. And that's going to be out of bounds on that third hit. Look for the sideline in front of the TCU student body. Not able to hit the point. It's 16-10. Barnett's going to check out. Whitehead will check in. TCU in control right now. Lexi Factor, a 5'9 junior serving. That's bumped right back to Bosapka, and her shot is in. Bump right back to Bosapka in the middle front. She hammers it home inside the back line. And it's 17-10, TCU on top. The Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva beat Alden Conger in five sets. They beat Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman, 3-0. Got beat by Waterville Legion, Morristown, 3-0. Sets on the attack. Hit over with two hands. Taylor Schmidt coming the other way. Bosapka, two hands. Jacobson digs it out. Set on the attack. She's got a punched over, a running punch there by Taylor Schmidt. Chance for TCU out of the back row. Factor hits it. Schultz hits it backwards. That's a kill for Factor. Another point for TCU to make it 18-10. Five-set victory against Randolph last Tuesday. A five-set victory against Triton on Thursday. And they're 4-1 now in Montgomery tonight. Factor serves. It's going to sail past the back line, side out. And it's 18-11. We mentioned during the pregame show, brought to you by Sanderson Auto Repair. TCU has played a few more matches. This is Taylor Schmidt serving. Set by Smishek. Bosapka, third hit over. Played by Schultz. Set on the attack. Trying to dump it over the two blockers and played by TCU. Coming the other way. There's an attack. Played by Schultz. Set on the attack. Left front. That's hit over by Bailey Urquhart. Played by TCU. Third hit over. Free ball for the Panthers. Set. Not Urquhart this time or the other Urquhart. Bree Urquhart gets the kill. So Bailey Urkey had the first chance. It's time to go to Bree Urkey, the 5'10 senior. And Bree knocks it home for a point, her first kill. It's 18-12 TCU. Serving for the Panthers, Taylor Schmidt. That's going to sail. A service there. That's 19-12. Substitution, Krochak will check in. Emma Kaplan, 5'5 senior. She's a libero. She'll check out. So Audrey Bosapka, 5'7 sophomore, serving for TCU. She served the team to a 7-0 lead earlier in the set. Second hit over, played by TCU. Bumped by Bosapka, hit over by Whiter, goes off to blockers, tip by Schultz, set on the attack. No, Urkey's going to hit it to the back corner with two hands. Set by Smicek, Krochak on the attack, that's going to sail. Past the back line, it's 19-13 here in set number one. TCU again, 5-6 on the season. They picked up a couple of wins in their first two matchups. They beat Buffalo Lake, Hector Stewart, 3-0. Beat St. Clair, 3-1. We'll finish that in just a moment. TCU controls, bumped over. Schultz, set, on the attack. Jacobson pushing to the back corner with two hands, played by Bosapka. On the attack, Whiter left front, tips it over, and diving for it is Taylor Schmidt. Cannot come up with it. And it's a point for TCU, 20-13. Faith Nielsen will check in, replacing Bailey Urkey. And Abby Rutt will check in for TCU. Jacobson goes out to two blockers. Set by Smicek on the attack is Rutt off the blockers. It's up in the air, ball at the net, pushed over by NRHEG. Here comes TCU the other way. Krochak tips it over, it's hit backwards, and Krochak gets the point. 21-13. And a timeout's going to be called by first-year head coach Ashley Tolsman. We're going to keep it right here off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 21-13, TCU on top. Scoreboard again brought to you by Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee. The only name you need to remember for the best tires and service around is Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee. Well, TCU, their record again, they were 2-0 in the season after wins against Buffalo Lake, Hector Stewart, and a win against St. Clair. They lost to Blooming Prairie out of the Gopher Conference, 3-0. They lost to Amir Lutheran, 3-0. On September 10th, a Saturday, so about 9 days ago, they were in the Waterville tournament. They went 2-3. They beat St. Clair and Grand Meadow. They lost to Cleveland, Grand Meadow, and Nova Classical Academy. They won last Monday to a very good Glencoe Silver Lake team, 3-0. And they played on Thursday, beating Lester Prairie in 5 sets, 3-2. Right now, they need to go on a rally here. Down by 8 in set number 1 here in Montgomery. Wherever you're listening, in Freeborn County and beyond. Freeborn County, Steele County. Thank you so much for having us on Panther Volleyball. Off the serve, Schultz dug it out, and Krochak gets it right back at him. Schultz dug it on the serve, and it came to Krochak, and Krochak hammered it home. It's 22-13. Serving will be Emily Smicek, a 5'7 junior. Played in the back row, bumped. Third hit over by Jacobson, aiming for that back corner, can't hit. It's 23-13. TCU looking to close out set number one. Chance of here we go, Titans in Montgomery. Smicek, bump in the back row. Set, Jacobson on the left run, hits it over, and that's going to be down for a kill. Good set by Haley Schultz, the junior. Unofficially, Jacobson's got 4 kills. And a side out serving will be Bree Urkey, the 5'10 senior. So 23-14. Urkey serve is over. On the attack, Krochak tips it over. Play ball for NRHEG. Jacobson on the attack, hits over the two blockers, bump in the back row, set by Smicek. Run on the attack, hits it over. Dug out, bumped again. Jacobson left run, hits it over the two blockers. That's out. Anybody touch it? Nobody touched it. So a point for TCU, and that's going to be set point for the Titans. Barnett's going to check back in, replacing Whiter for TCU. 24-14. Again, TCU is up 7-0. NRHEG got it to 8-6, but never have gotten any closer here in set number one. Bump by Schultz. Set, Jacobson on the attack, off the blockers and down. So Jacobson gets the point. Set point number two. Unofficially, I got Jacobson with 5 kills. Serving is Hallie Schultz. Sent by Smishek. No, quick second hit over. Sent right back to TCU on hit number 3. Bump by Smishek. On the attack is Factor. Off the blockers and down. Going up for the block with Taylor Schmidt and Sarah George. Goes off them and down for a point. And TCU wins set number 1, 25-15. Titans up 1-0. Again, we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box. Protection you can rely on. Nationwide is on your side. They're the A-team at Americana Insurance in Albert Lee and Wells. AmericanaInsurance.com. We'll take a quick timeout. Set number 1 is in the books here in Montgomery. TCU wins set 1, 25-15 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Panther Volleyball.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lee's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lee makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like, they'll make it any way you want them to. Just call 373-7350.
Corner Mart on West Main and First Avenue is more than your typical gas station. Sure, after filling up your car, you can fill up on your favorite snacks and drinks, but what really sets Corner Mart apart from the rest is their Hunt Brothers Pizza. Call ahead and order your pizza today, original or thin crust, and whether you have one topping or all of them, all of Hunt Brothers Pizzas are $11.99. Where else can you get up to 10 toppings on your pizza for only $11.99? Hunt Brothers Pizza at Corner Mart on West Main and First Avenue in Albert Lee. Order yours today by calling 507-668-4022.
And back here in Montgomery as we get ready for a set number 2. Panthers down 1-0 as TCU again got out to a fast start. They're up 7-0. They go in for a 25-15 victory in set 1. Want to thank our NRHEG sponsors. L&D Egg Service, always available for area farmers now and throughout the year. For all your precision egg needs, you call L&D Egg Service today at 507-845-2100. Floors for You, family-owned and operated. They are your flooring contractor and supplier for Ellendale and the surrounding areas. Call them for your hardwood, vinyl, laminate, carpet, and tile flooring. 507-684-3351. 507-684-3351. The Ellendale Cafe, your local and family-owned restaurant offering daily specials. The Ellendale Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 until noon. Located in the heart of Ellendale, follow them on Facebook. And Lurberg's Foods, proudly serving Ellendale and the surrounding areas, come in for the best grocery experience in town. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Visit them online at lurbergsfoods.com for weekly specials and recipes. So here we go, set number 2. And ever since COVID began, in the COVID era, they no longer switch sides. They used to switch sides after each set, but NRHEG will stay on the left side of us for the entire night. TCU will stay on the right. So Schultz, Sydney Schultz in as a libero, former Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Schultz picking up that award in basketball last year after she reached 1,000 points for her career. Andre Vosemka serving to start things off for TCU. Erke, then a third hits over and it's blocked right back at her. That was Erke to Allie Schultz, 5'10 junior, and Schultz just kind of tipped it over and had it hit right back to her off her hands and down for a point. Vosemka serving from right to left on your radio dial or on your computer, wherever you're listening tonight. That's hit over and that's going to be done for a kill. Give the kill to Bree Erke. Went off a Titan, rolled near that bench, or near their bench, and we're tied at one apiece here in set number 2. So serving for the Panthers will be a Taylor Schmidt. Out there with Schultz. Hallie Schultz, Bailey Erke. Jacobson. out there as well. Set by Smisha. Krochuk on the attack, cannot get it over. An attack air in New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva has their first lead of the night. They're up 2-1. And they were down 7-0 in set one. They recovered. They cut it down to 8-6. Then TCU went up 13-8. And never able to come back. And that's an ace. Ace hit over by Taylor Schmidt. So Taylor Schmidt gets an ace. First ace for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. It's 3-1. Third hit over by Krochuk. Free ball for the Panthers. Set on the attack. Erke hits it. Bumped by Markison way up in the air. Smishek bumps it. Third hit over by Weidert. And that's going to sail past the back line. An attack here, and just like that, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva off to a fast start. Here in set number two, they're up 4-1. TCU leads 1-0. Jump serve by Taylor Schmidt. Goes right back to the net. Smishek trying to punch it over. That's going to be a double hit on her. Yeah, two hits on Smishek. Hit into the net. It came right back to her. Tried to hit it over again. And it's 5-1, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Obviously a much better start than they had in set number one. Taylor Schmidt on the jump serve. Bumped by Weider. On the attack of the back row of Osapka. Oh, nice job to keep that one alive by Jacobson. Spinning backwards, bumped it to the net, but no one able to play it off the net for the Panthers. So a point to TCU. Abby Rutt will check back in for TCU. Markison will sit down. And Smishek serving. 5-2, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva here in set two. TCU up 1-0. At the net, on a second hit, it's a battle for it, and winning that battle is going to be Hallie Schultz. Hallie Schultz, the 5'10 junior. Kind of a jump ball at the net. Schultz wins that battle. Side out at 6-2. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Bailey Erke, a 5'10 senior serving. Bump by Weider, set by Smishek. On the attack is Krochuk. Cross-court shot that she missed. They're going to say it's in. Coach Tolzman's pointing to the other back judge. The line judge on the other side of the court said it was in. I'm kind of with Coach Tolzman on this one. From our vantage point, it looked like it was out. TCU gets the point, 6-3. Weidert, and it's not going to matter because Weidert service there, so the point comes right back to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 7-3. Barnett's going to check in, replacing Weidert. So Bree Erke serving for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, trying to even things up at a set apiece. They were early here in set number two. They're up 7-3. Bump by Smishek, third hit over, and that's going to sail past the back line. And it's 8-3. Panthers on top. Definitely a much different TCU team. Right to the back, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva team here in set number two. TCU head coach Kerry Richards will take a timeout. They're going to keep it right here. Timeouts, of course, on Kate Radio, brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, you contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee, or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. It must be 7:30, yep. I don't know if you hear it in the background. The student body here in Montgomery started the skull chant. They must have just kicked it off in Philadelphia. I was coaching my son in a fall ball baseball league yesterday. It was hard to keep him and his teammates off their phones watching football and checking their fantasy teams. When it's football season, football kind of takes over. Bree Erke serves it over, and that's going to be an ace. Ace for Erke. Barnett cannot play it, and it's 9-3. 9-3, Panthers on top. Bree Erke again serving, 5'10 senior. Playboy with Safka, comes right back to the net, third over by Rutt, chance for the Panthers. Set on the attack, that's hit down and a kill. Perfect set from Hannah Schultz. Two, was that Sarah George? Sarah George got the kill. That'll be George's first kill. And the Panthers cruising here in set number two. They're up by 7, 10-3. Bree Erke serving from left to right on your radio dial. Bump by Barnett. Comes right back to the net. It's going to dunk down by Jacobson. On the serve return, Jacobson said, I'll take that one. And knock it home 11-3. Panthers on top. Bree Erke gets it over. Bump by Barnett. Krochak on the attack. Tips it over. Bumped. Third hit over by NRHEG. Bumped by Smishek. Bumped again. And that's going to be an attack by Factor. Dug out nicely by Faith Nielsen in the back row. Now Jacobson on the attack. That sails. Anybody touch it? It was touch of the net. So Jacobson gets a kill. She's got 6 kills unofficially. It's all Panthers here in set number 2 after TCU took the first set 25-15. It's now 12-3, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Bree Erke serving. Bump. Set by Smishek. Factor on the attack with 2-hand push it over. Bump by Jacobson. Set right back to Jacobson. The attack off the blockers and down. Jacobson's got 7 kills. And it's 13-3. Panthers here in set number 2. Set 1 controlled by TCU. Set 2 is all New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Bump by Barnett. Bump by Smishek. Factor trying to get to it. It's on the wrong side of the antenna. That's going to go down as an ace. It was never returned. And it's 14-3. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Bree Erke still serving for the Panthers. It was a 6-3 game. That's 8 points in a row for New Richland, Heartland. Make it 9. An attack error sails past the back line. For TCU, it's 15-3. So the run continues. 9 points in a row for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Erke serves it over. And it's bumped right back to the net. 30 over. No, Krochak over. So Bree Erke has made it 16-3. Substitution for TCU. Going to check in. Susanna Huffins, a 5'7 senior, is going to come in. Also, Peyton Singleton, a 5'7 senior, will check in. Smishek and Krochak will both sit down. Titans again down 16-3. So Bree Erke still serving. On the attack, Factor hits over the 2 blockers. Bumped right back to TCU, but it's bumped out of bounds. Taylor Schmidt on the return, bumped down to bounce, so TCU gets a side out. But on after New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 10 points in a row, and it's 16-4. Huffin serving from right to left, played in the back row, set. Third hit over out of the back row, hit there by Taylor Schmidt. TCU chasing it past the back line, third hit over by Bosapka, free ball for the Panthers, set. Jacobson on the attack, over the blockers and down. Cross-court shot by Jacobson. She's got 8 kills. And it's 17-4. Panthers. And serving for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva will be Hallie Schultz. Bump on Barnett. Set. On the attack by Rutt. Puts it over. Dug out by Schultz. On the attack the other way. By the Panthers. Controlled by TCU. Third hit over. Hit over by Factor. Bump by Schultz, set on the attack. Oh, coming down on the attack with Sarah George. She went up, she came down, never got a swing on it. And that's a point for TCU, 17-5. Rutt will check out. Alexis Markison, a 5'4 sophomore, will check in for TCU. 17-5, Panthers here in set 2. Bump in the back row, set. Running attack by Jacobson. Kind of slaps it off the blocker. Slap it off the hands of Factor. Down for a point. It's 18-5. Substitution, Bailey Erke will check in. Coming out will be Faith Nielsen, who was in the back row. Jacobson unofficially with 9 kills. And speaking of Jacobson, we're in the number 5. She'll be serving. 18-5, New Richland. Bump by Markison. Set. On the attack, Factor. And that's going to sail and hits the back judge. In the back row. No place for the official to go. It's 19-5. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Aaron Jacobson serving. And that just gets over for an ace. Took something off it. Kaplan tried to get to it. The libero for TCU not able to, and it's 20-5. Jacobson with an ace. Panthers have 5 aces, I think. I'll come in here in set number 2. Jacobson hits it over. Bumped. By Kaplan, set. On the attack is Factor, hits it over. It sails past the back line. Anybody touch it? No touch of the net. A point for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. 21-5, Panthers on top. Again, Titans are up 1-0, but that's going to be an even here real quick. Jacobson, serve is over, set. On the attack, Bosenka hits it over. Played in the back row. Schultz will bump it. Jacobson on the attack of the back row, and that's going to go down for a kill. Barnett in the back row reached out, could not control it. So Jacobson gets the kill, 22-5, the Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And Jacobson still serving. Sure, head coach Akiri Richards. Opener team gets some kind of momentum and regroup for set number three. Quick second hit over there by Singleton. Played by the Panthers. Jacobson attacking on the back row. That's going to sail past that back line. It's 22-6. Substitution. Weidert will check back in. Barnett's going to sit down. Allison Weidert, 5'9 junior. Lexi Factor on the jump set. Bumped by Jacobson. Bumped again. Third hit over. Flat footed by Sarah George and it goes out of bounds. It's 22-7. And a good crowd here in Montgomery tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to a high school volleyball on your sports leader in Freeborn County, KATE. Serve is over. Set. On the attack, Georgia punch it over. Played by Kaplan. Third hit over. Free ball coming for NRHEG. Schultz bump. Set. On the attack. It's pushed over by George. Diving is Kaplan to keep that one alive. Third over by Weider. Chance for the Panthers again. Set. On the attack. Left front hit over. That's played by Smishek. On that attack by Erke. Coming the other way. Weider hits it over. Dug out by Jacobson. Set. On the other side here. Hit over by Taylor Schmidt. TCU coming the other way. Weider tried to punch it over. Not able to. That's going to be a point for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Substitution. Bree Erke back in. Sitting down will be Sarah George. So it's 23-7. Panthers on top, trying to even things up at a set apiece. Set on the attack. Bosenka played by Schultz. Bumped again. Jacobson out the back row. Hammers it, and it's dug out by Kaplan nicely. Hit by Markison. Third it over by Weider. Bumped by Jacobson. Set on the attack is Erke in the middle. Off the blocker. Dug out by Kaplan. Right back to the Panthers. Set on the attack left front. That one's hit over. That's going to be down for a kill. Bailey Erke hit it off a blocker. And it's 24-7. For Bailey Erke, that's her first kill. And it's set point for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Serve is over, set on the attack. Losepka off the blockers and down for a point. So TCU not done yet. It's 24-8. Substitution. Susanna Huffins comes back in for Tri-City United. Kaplan will come out. So Losepka serving 24-8. Second set point for the Panthers. Comes right back to the net, and Weidert's going to knock it down. It was bumped right back to the net, and Weidert makes it 24-9. Third set point. Coming up here for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And TCU just trying to build a little momentum going to set number three after this one was dominated by the Panthers. On the attack, that one's hit over, and that's going to go down as a kill. Give that kill to Bree Erke. Erke with her third kill, middle front, knocks it home. And NRHEG takes set number two, 25-9, off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We knew it's going to be a good one coming into it. And so far, so good. We're tied at one set apiece. We're back in a moment.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little more complex. Or maybe it just doesn't work. No matter day or night, 7 days a week, Master Plumbing in Albert Lea offers you the best rates in town. You get experience, you save money, and with their fast and friendly service, you won't have to worry about that much longer. Call Master Plumbing in Albert Lea, 373-7454. Licensed and insured, Master Plumbing of Albert Lea. MasterPlumbingAL.com.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Ready for a career change while making a difference in the community? Smart Transit is currently taking applications for full-time drivers. Apply online at smartbusmn.org. We provide the training, safe and rewarding position with benefits and competitive salary. See the positive difference. Smart Transit.
Update from Philadelphia. Looks like the Eagles must have taken the the opening play, or opening drive, I should say. They did 11 plays, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Jalen Hurts, a three-yard touchdown run. So a long drive by Philadelphia. 11 plays, 82 yards, took 5:51 at the clock. Extra point good. 7-0 Philadelphia on top. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings will get the ball for the first time tonight. But again, Philadelphia on top, 7-0. Got a text from a friend in the crowd wondering if I had the Vikings game on my laptop, and the answer is no. No, I don't. We'll get to watch the second half like everybody here in Montgomery. Third set coming up here in 1 minute. Again, thank you for tuning in to a Panther Volleyball here on Kate Radio. Again, I live in Montgomery, actually 3 blocks from the high school. So it's definitely one of my shortest drives home of the season. So it's nice to bring you Panther Volleyball from my hometown, the Kalachki Camp of the World. So wherever you're listening, AM 1450, myalbertlee.com, iHeartRadio app. Thank you so much for making Kate Radio a part of your evening. Twins game was the final score. I think it was 11-4 today. Twins lose 4 of 5 to Cleveland. Twins are 7 games back of the Guardians with 15 to play. I think it's over for the Twins. My White Sox are 4 games back of Cleveland. They host the Guardians for a 3-game series tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. White Sox have to sweep. It's simple as that for them to have any chance to win the Central. Well, Twins baseball for you tomorrow night. The Twins in Kansas City, 6:30 your pregame, first pitch at 7:10. Here on your home for Twins baseball, AM 1450 KATE. So New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, serving from left to right on your radio dial. TCU took the first set, 25-15. Panthers took the second set, 25-9. Serve is over. Krochak attacking on the back row, and it's blocked. Right in front, give the block to Hallie Schultz, the 5'10 junior. Went up strong, got the block. It's 1-0. Kaplan will check in for Krochak. Serving is Taylor Schmidt. Bumped by Markeson, set by Smishek. On the attack is Osepka. And the Panthers keep it alive. Now hit over, and it's down for a point. Somehow they kept it alive off the net, and a kill to a Bailey Urke. Urke gets her second kill, and NRHEG just starting back up where they left off, and set number two, they're up 2-0. So Taylor Schmidt serving. Again, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva in the black jerseys. Tri-City United in the gray. Osepka on the attack, and that's going to be down for a kill. It was tipped at the net. Schultz, a libero, stuck her hand out. That's Sydney Schultz, because it was tipped. Cannot control it. It's 2-1 off the side up. Tri-City United made up of 3 towns, Montgomery, Lonsdale, and LeCenter. Osepka's serve is over, bumped. On the attack of the back row is Jacobson. Diving for it is Factor. Smishek sets. Krochak tips it over and down for a point. Jacobson tried the pancake hit, could not get to it. The Titans answer back with 2 more. They tie things up at 2 apiece off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Again, we're at the Americana Insurance Press Box courtside here in Montgomery. Chad Johnson, the activities director at TCU, always takes care of the media. There's Urke on the attack inside the back line. Perfect set. And Bree Urke knocks it home. Unofficially 4 kills for Urke. Side out to the Panthers. 3-2, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Serving will be Bailey Urke. Just gets it over. Diving, and Marketson go for it. Bumps it out of bounds. So that's going to be an ace for Bailey Urke. Unofficially 6 aces for the Panthers. 4-2. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Serve is over. Bump by Smishek. Right back to the net and tipped over by NRHEG. Battle at the net. Now Smishek will bump it backwards. Osepka, third hit over, is out of bounds. And it's 5-2, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Again, Gopher Conference taking on the Minnesota River Conference tonight. LeSueur Henderson, Lester Prairie, Mayor Lutheran, Belle Plaine, Nerd Young America, and Sibley East make up the Minnesota River Conference. As a jump ball to net, tipped over to NRHEG. Third hit over, free ball coming for the Titans. Bumped, set by Smishek on the attack. Krochak over the blockers. It's tipped, played. Stopped to Jacobson on the attack, and off Krochak for the kill. Nice job by NREGG, setting up Jacobson perfectly. And it's 6-2, Jacobson with 11 kills. Serving will be Bailey Erke. Sent by Smishek on the attack as Whiter tips it over and down. Good running attack by Whiter on the side out at 6-3. And Ashley Tolsman, the substitution coming in is going to be Rutt replacing Markison. Ashley Tolsman, first-year head coach for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. A Montgomery Lonsdale graduate of 2008. She's a Redbird, I'm a Redbird. So it's fun getting to catch up with Ashley. And now they're not going to allow the substitution. Okay. They did a substitution too quick, so they call Markison back on the court. And now Rutt will check in. 6-3, serving will be Emily Smishek, a 5'7 junior. Bumped backwards. Second hit, third it over, free ball for TCU. It's not a free ball. Jacobson on a nice bump. It hits the top of the net, a big smile on her face, and just spins over to make it 7-3 at Panthers. So serving will be Bree Erke. Bumped. Bump backwards. Third hit over by Krochak. Dug out by NREGG. Tipped over. Chance for the Titans, and Krochak got it blocked to the net. That was Sarah George of the block. In the middle, Krochak on the attack, and Sarah George, a 5'10", or 5'10 senior, excuse me, gets the block and a point for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. 8-3 Panthers. Service over by Bree Erke. Set on the attack is Rutt. Rutt off the blockers and down for a kill. And it's 8-4. Barnett will check in. I get excited for it for Abby Rutt. Good friends with her mom and dad, Bill and Sue. So Abby gets the kill. Barnett hits it over. That one is bumped backwards. Third hit over. Free ball for TCU. Sent by Smishek. On the attack is Krochak. It's tip of the net. Playable for NREGG. Attack out of the back row. That's hit over. Smishek trying to dive. Cannot scoop it up. And Faith Nielsen out of the back row is going to get the kill for the Panthers. It's 9-4. And if you're just tuning in, we're tied at one set apiece. We're in set three. TCU took the first set 25-15. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva dominated set two 25-9. On the tip over by George, played by Rutt. Hit over by Krochak. Sent the other way on the attack over the two blockers, played by Smisha. Chance for TCU. Battle for at the net and slapped over and down for a point by Taylor Schmidt. So Schmidt went way up, and a timeout's going to be called by TCU. Panthers are up 10-4. Timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or call 373-4680. That's 373-4680. You know, our scoreboard update, when it comes to a scores, and the Vikings had to give it right back to Philadelphia. Well, say our Vikings updates tonight are brought to you by a couple of sponsors. High Yield of Alden for fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery. You'll find the best service from High Yield Products of Alden. Call 874-3750. That's 874-3750. Also brought to you by Troy Thompson Agency, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Minnesota. Call the Troy Thompson Agency at 373-2852. That's 373-2852. So timeout is over. Ever since New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva got off to a 7-0 deficit in set number one, they've been a different team. Now ready for action. Hallie Schultz serving from left to right on your radio dial. That's going to be a service there. In the net on Schultz. That's 10-5. You know, going back to Chad Johnson, activities director here at TCU. I mean, they have like these comfy seats, like these office seats with a lot of cushion, and he made sure the radio guy had a cushioned seat. I appreciate that. Jacobson on the attack. It's blocked. Well, it wasn't blocked. Four hits on New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, and a point for TCU. It's 10-6. Always an important set, set number three, when you're tied at one set apiece. Krochak serve is over. Set on the attack. Jacobson over the two blockers. Bump by Krochak, goes off the basketball hoop and down. Bump by Krochak, and the basketball hoop raised to the ceiling. gets the point there. Bailey Urquhart will check in. Faith Nielsen will check out. Side out for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 11-6. Jacobson serving on the jump serve. Bump in the back row, set by Smishek. On the attack is Rutt, and that's going to be a kill for Rutt. Abby Rutt with a kill for TCU to make it 11-7. Marcuson will check in. Rutt's going to check out after a couple of kills for Rutt here in set number three. So Alexis Marcuson serving. 11-4 here in set three off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. That's bumped sideways, third it over by Jacobson. Play by Barnett, set by Smishek. On the attack is Factor, and that's down for a kill. Factor with a big-time kill. And after TCU trailed by as many as six, the lead is down to three. And Ashley Tolsman for NRHEG will take a timeout. Timeout again brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or call 373-4680. That's 373-4680. And again, we are in the Americana Insurance in Albert Lea and Wells Press Box, there to help protect people, families, businesses, and futures with the right policy and the right price. Nationwide, of course, is always on your side. AmericanaInsurance.com. That's AmericanaInsurance.com. So Marcuson serving from right to left after the timeout. We're tied at the set apiece, 11-8. NRHEG on top. Quick second hit over there by Hallie Schultz, played by TCU Factor on the attack, and Schultz stuck her arm out. I think it was going to be in. And a point for TCU, it's 11-9. Reminder coming up on Friday night, Tiger football. We're going to be in Cassett. Albert Lea gets a matchup with a very good Cassett-Manorville team. On the attack, that is hit over. And that's going to be down for a point. Nice job by Bailey Urquhart from the left front, gets the kill. Finds the back line, it's 12-9. Bailey Urquhart unofficially with her third kill. No, it's out of bounds. Take that back. Okay. So it wasn't a kill. It sailed past the back line. It's 11-10. TCU with a chance to tie it. They're not going to tie it. That one was hammered over by Hallie Schultz. Take that back. Sarah George gets the kill in front. So it's now 12-10. So TCU had a chance to tie this set off for the first time in set three. Serving Sydney Schultz. On the attack. Two hits over by Vosapka. Set on the attack. Pushed over by Urquhart. That was Bree Urquhart coming the other way. On the back row, Barnett on the attack and never got over, I don't think. Oh, they're going to say it hit a blocker, and now it's bumped over. Free ball for TCU. Set on the attack. Factor, that's over. That's going to be a kill. Right off the blockers and trying to play it there was Bailey Urquhart, not able to. It's 12-11. Weidert will check in. Barnett will sit down. 12-11. 1 point lead for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva in a very important set number three. Panthers up 12-11. Service over, bumped on the attack. Jacobson on the back row, goes off the block of Osefka, bumped by Smishek and down for a point. So Jacobson unofficially with 12 kills to make it 13-11. And serving will be Taylor Schmidt. Again, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva right back in action tomorrow. League of Conference rivals USC. So back-to-back matches to start off the third week in September. On the attack, Weidert over the two blockers. Bumps coming our way. Now bump backwards. Schultz will bump it over. Free ball for TCU. Set by Smishek. No, quick second hit over. Slap right back by the Panthers. Set by Smishek. Vosapka on the kill. Slaps it. It's going to find the ground for a point. From the right front, she slapped it to her left. And right in front of us, Hallie Schultz tried to play it, not able to. And the Panther lead once again is down to 1 point at 13-12 with Vosapka serving. Vosapka jump serve. Bump by Schultz. Set on the attack is Urquhart, and that's going to be a kill. Perfect set by Hallie Schultz to Bree Urquhart, who's got five kills. It's 14-12. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, who's led by as many as six here in set number three. Serve over by Bailey Urquhart. Set on the attack is Krochak. Is going to sails it in. Nope, sails past the back line. Another point for the Panthers, 15-12. Serving will be Bailey Urquhart. Bump by Factor, set by Smyshek. Now Factor on the back row attack, played by the Panthers. Bump way up in the air. Jacobson on the attack. That's going to be a kill. Both Safer could not play in the back row. A kill for Jacobson. 13 kills for Jacobson at 16-12. To Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Substitution. Kaplan will check in. Vosapka will sit down. To Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva again 4-1 in the season. Tri-City United is 5-6. Bumped by Factor, set by Smyshek. Whiteard hits it over. Chance for the Panthers. Quick second hit over. Diving is Kaplan to keep it alive. Second hit over. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Jacobson on the kill. Sent up by Hallie Schultz, and Jacobson left front. Knocks it home for her 14th kill at 17-12. Panthers. Bailey Erke serving. Bumped. Smyshek slaps it over on hit number two. Bumped. Jacobson flat-footed, hits it over left front. Sent the other way on the attack is wider over the two blockers, played by Schultz. Set on the attack is Jacobson into the net. An attack air, and it's 17-13. Faith Nielsen will check in for Bailey Erke. Rutt's going to check in for Markison. I love the chance at sporting events, the chance of there's a net there from the TCU student body. Smyshek hits it over, bump in the back row, set on the attack, and Erke can't get to it. Never got off her fingertips. That's an attack here at 17-14. My son Isaac, I was going to give him a microphone. The band was done playing before the game started. Server by Smyshek. Bumped. Set. Jacobson on the attack. That's going to be a kill. Jacobson with her 15th kill, and it's 18-14. When Isaac walked by me, he said hello, and he was headed home to watch the Vikings game. Bree Erke serving. Bumped. By Kaplan, Smyshek ran into the net. Trying to chase it down. Smyshek right front runs to the net. It's 19-14. So the Panthers trying to take set number two. We're tied at one set apiece. They're up 19-14 here in set number three. Well, it looks like Philadelphia still has the ball. It's like the Vikings had a punt it, so they're going to have their second possession. Starting at their 18, Philadelphia up 7-0 over the Vikings. Vikings have had the football just once after Philadelphia scored on their opening drive. We want to thank some more of our New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva sponsors. L&D Egg Service, always available for area farmers now and throughout the year. For all your precision egg needs, call L&D Egg Service today at 507-845-2100. That's L&D Egg Service. Floors for you, the Ellendale Cafe, and Lurberg's Foods. I'll bring you Panther volleyball tonight. Bree Erke serving. Bumped by Kaplan. Thirded over by Rutt. No, not over. It's into the net. At a point for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Panthers closing in on a set three victory of 20-14 as we're tied at one set apiece here on KETE Albert Lee just after 8 o'clock on a Monday. On the serve, it's bumped right back to New Richland. It's tipped over, and we're going to have someone in the net. Net violation on TCU. 21-14, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Bree Erke serving. Bumped by Kaplan. Hit over by Rutt. Free ball for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Set. On the attack, Jacobson. That's going to be bumped by Kaplan in the back row. Bumped by Smyshek. Third hit over. Free ball again for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Second hit tipped over and down. Bumped on the back row. Haley Schultz right front went with her momentum. It knocked it over. First second kill, 22-14. Give TCU credit. They cut it down to a one-point lead at 12-11, but could not tie it up here in set three. On the attack, hit over, bump in the back row, set. On the attack, Jacobson with two hands, knocked out the blockers. Smyshek gets it over to Rutt. She'll bump it over. Free ball for the Panthers. Set. On the attack in the middle, George tips it over. Krochuk dug out by Rutt. Jacobson on the attack. Off the blockers, blocked right back to the Panthers. That slapped over. Played by Smishek. Bumped by Krochok. Smishek will hit it over. Bump in the back row. Set. On the attack. No, Jacobson has got to bump it over. Krochok will slap it back at the Panthers. Chasing it in the back row. Third hit over. Free ball for TCU. Bump. Set by Smishek. On the attack, Krochok. And Krochok tips it over. Jacobson keeps it alive. Third hit over. Second longest rally of the night tonight. That's over by Whiterden. Blocked it to go out of bounds. It went out of bounds, and TCU gets the point. Whiterden in the right front tipped it over. Jacobson blocked it, but the block went out of play. And it's 22-15. Barnett will check in for TCU and serve. Barnett serving from right to left on your radio dial. Daughter of Pat and Amy Barnett. Second hit over is down for a point. Tipped over by Hallie Schultz. On the return, and Schultz just tipped it over. It's 23-15. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva on the cusp of taking a 2-1 lead. Jump serve over by Hallie Schultz. Bumped by Smishek. Third hit over by Krochok. That's down for a kill. Krochok right front. Knocks it home. It's 23-16. Substitution, Vosapka will check in. Campbell will check out. Well, this has been fun. Krochok serving from right to left on your radio dial. That's hit over. Bumped. Bumped again. Third hit over by Taylor Schmidt. Played by TCU. Smishek, second hit over. Knocked right back by George. Back to George again. She'll tip it backward. Jacobson bumps it over. Krochok dive, trying to keep it alive, but it lands just in front of the TCU student body for a point. It's 24-15. We're going to have a substitution. Bailey Erke is going to check in. Coming out is Faith Nielsen. Did a nice job in the back row. And Aaron Jacobson with 15 kills tonight, trying to put away set number three serving. Serve is over. Third hit over by Factor. Spins off the net. Jacobson will hit it over in the second hit. Bump in the back row, set by Smishek. Factor on the attack. That's going to sail past the back line. And New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They've won back-to-back sets. Panthers win this set off the hands and tire service scoreboard, 25-15. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 2-1. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Panther Volleyball on KAT.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing, too. From your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lea. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service. You'll get special financing for 5 years with 3.99% APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. This rate is also good for a sports car, classic car, motorcycle, camper, or boat. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their summer loan special. 377-1616, member NCUA.
Now is the time to start thinking about activities at your Albert Lea Family YMCA. The Y has activities for everyone, from preschool to active older adults, including youth sports, swimming, fitness, personal training, and so much more. I invite you to stop out to the YMCA for a brochure or log on to ymcaal.org for more information. The Y. For youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
Want to thank some more of our Panther sponsors tonight. Floors for You, family owned and operated. They are your flooring contractor and supplier for Ellendale and the surrounding areas. Call them for your hardwood, vinyl, laminate, carpet, and tile flooring. 507-684-3351. That's 507-684-3351. The Ellendale Cafe, your local and family-owned restaurant offering daily specials. The Ellendale Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday from 7 until 2, and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 until noon. Located in the heart of Ellendale, make sure to follow them on Facebook. And Lurbert's Foods, proudly serving Ellendale and the surrounding areas. Come in for the best grocery experience in town. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 until 6. Sundays, 10 until 1. Visit them online at lurbertsfoods.com for weekly specials and recipes. Lurbert's Foods, the Ellendale Cafe, Floors for You, and L&D Egg Service. Our Panther sponsors, thank you so much. Make sure to thank those sponsors for giving us the ability to carry Panther Volleyball tonight. Stop by, say hi, and spend some money. If you enjoy high school sports on Kate Radio, make sure to thank the sponsors Make sure to spend money with them when you can. And like always, make sure you tell them you heard all about them on KATE, Albert Lee Radio. So we'll start set number four. The Panthers looking to put things away. Up 2-1. They dropped the first set 25-15. They won the second set 25-9. Panthers did. They won the third set 25-15. Put New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva up 2-1. This in-game recap brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lee. Their buffet offers pizza, chicken, salad bar, dessert for carryout or delivery. Pizza Ranch in the Northbridge Mall in Albert Lee. So waiting for the officials to get everybody on the court. Now Krochak tried to sneak in there quick. Officials making sure everybody's in their proper rotation and proper spots. I think we're okay. Vikings trail 7-0 to Philadelphia after the first quarter. 7-0 Philly on top. Philly's got the ball, I think, at midfield. That score update brought to you by, again, High Yield of Alden and the Troy Thompson Agency. We're underway set number four. Factor serve set on the attack. That's hit over. On the attack, played by TCU. Back to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Sydney Schultz bumps it over on the back row. On the attack is Losepka, hits it over. Schultz bumps it. Bumped again. Third hit over by Jacobson. It's a free ball for TCU. Bumped by Factor. Set by Smishek on the attack. Krochak. Krochak able to hammer it down. Cross-court shot. Helly Schultz in the back row tried to play it, not able to. And it's 1-0 TCU. I like watching the coaches. Ashley Tolsman for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And Kerry Richards for TCU. The body language when they're standing up. Almost trying to will the ball over. Second hit over by Hallie Schultz, played by TCU. Smishek will bump it over. He's going to find the back corner. It does. It's in. Trying to chase it down with Sydney Schultz. Libero could not get to it. And it's 2-0 TCU. A must set for Tri-City United, down 2-1. So Lexi Factor, a 5'9 junior, still serving. Factor hits it over, bump by Schultz, set. On the attack, that's off the two blockers and down. Give the kill to Taylor Schmidt. Unofficially, Schmidt's first kill tonight, make it 2-1. I always stress this with stats. All my stats are very, very unofficial. Taylor Schmidt serves it over. It's a service there. Sails out of bounds in front of the student body here in Montgomery. 3-1. Rutt's going to check in. Rutt's going to replace Markison. So Rutt comes in. Serving will be Smishek. Smishek serves. Bump by Jacobson. Set. On the attack of the two blockers. That was hit over by Bailey Erke. Coming the other way. Hit over with two hands by Rutt. Played in the back row. On the attack, left front of the two blockers. And that's played by Smishek. On that attack, that was Bailey Erke once again. Thirded over by Rutt. Comes right back to the net. Jump ball. And the jump ball is going to be won by TCU. Haley Schultz at 5'10. Kaya Krochak at 6'3. You can guess who won the jump ball there. Krochak did. 4-1. Serve over by Smishek. Back to the net. And that time, Vosevka wins the jump ball. Audrey Vosevka going at 5'7 went up and knocked it down. It's a 5-1 TCU lead. And the timeout's going to be taken by Ashley Tolsman and the head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Timeout again brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. That's 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. You heard the keys to the game in the pregame show with Coach Tolsman. They're brought to you by Accenture Credit Union of Albert Lee. People helping people, member NCUA, serving your financial needs locally since 1930. That's Accenture Credit Union in Albert Lee. So the Panthers trying to turn the tide. Getting their first five matches this year. Three have gone to 5 sets. And Coach Tolsman joked before on the pregame that she'd like to get out of here quicker than that. It's a 50-minute drive back to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva area. Well, that's one way to do it. Bree Erke, after the timeout, gets the kill. Erke's got 6 kills. It's now 5-2 TCU. Again, NRHEG up 2-1. Serving is Bailey Urke. Bump by Factor. Set by Smyshek. Third hit. Oh, they almost ran into each other. Well, Saper got it over. Set. On the attack, Jacobson's blocked right back by Kochuk. Schultz gets it over to teammate Schmidt, who hits it over. Set. On the attack. That's Vosevka. Off the block is a dominant kill for Vosevka. Tip it off Hallie Schultz to make it 6-2 TCU. Substitution, Faith Nielsen will check in. Bailey Urke will check out. Bryn Fitterer, a junior. First time we mention her name, Kai Krochak, comes out. So Fitterer again, first time in the game for TCU. Alexi Factor will serve. The official making sure he's got his card correct here. Maybe we don't have the right rotation. Let's see here. Susanna Huffins. So Susanna Huffins has to come in. Now Federer is going to come right back out. So some of the rotation, they could not do that. Emma Kaplan serving. Serve is over. On the attack. Third hit over there by Bree Urke. And now they horned it to kill the play. The official score table. So something there, the score table says incorrect, and they kind of buzzed that one dead in the middle of the play. So the scorekeeper saw something in their book. Jenna Bednar and others over there at the TCU desk. They're still making sure the substitution is okay. Again, when it comes to the substitutions, that's one thing when it comes to my volleyball knowledge. Not exactly how that works. And head coach Kerry Richards at the desk explaining to the one official about the rotation. That discussion continues. Again, it's 6-2, TCU on top here in set number four. TCU won the first set 25-15. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva won the second set 25-9. Won the third set 25-15. And again, they're talking about substitution and servers and making sure everybody's in the right spot. Well, Philadelphia scored again. That's not good. I guess I'm not missing much. Philadelphia scoring again to make it 14-0. Jalen Hurts, a 53-yard pass. Hurts caught it. Quiz Watkins. So they threw it back to the quarterback, and Hurts scores for a touchdown. And it's now 14-0. 14-0. But the Vikings are on the drive. 11:43 to go, second quarter. 14-0, not a good start for the Vikings. But the Vikings have it down to the Philadelphia 34-yard line trying to get something going. Again, if you're not watching the Vikings game, you're not missing much right now. So Ashley Tolzman, the head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, comes over. And again, it's got something to do with the rotation. They want to make sure everything's correct here. And Kerry Richards for TCU is pointing to the scorer's table scorecard. Again, it doesn't matter how much time it takes. I know there's some fans behind us maybe getting a little impatient. But I don't think it matters how long the conversation takes. As long as you get it right. That's always been my feeling. As long as you get it right. And now Coach Tolzman's going to come over and look at the scorebook and give her thoughts on the rotation by TCU. So whatever team had some momentum, it's been taken away with it's been at least 2 minutes now. Maybe closer to a three-minute delay. As they're trying to figure out the rotation. And I'm not sure how that works if there was a rotation error. I'm not quite sure how that works. Well, both coaches are happy. Coach Richards and Coach Tolsman are the head official. Up on the ladder, she comes over. It comes to the scorer's book, and she wants to get the explanation as well from the floor official. As the discussion continues, I can throw my crowd mic over there. Hey, Viking just scored a touchdown. Kirk Cousins to Irv Smith for a two-yard touchdown. Extra point is good. It's 14-7. And some of the students starting the skull chant. Well, I'm not quite sure exactly how this conversation finished. That Viking score update brought to you again by Troy Thompson Agency, also brought to you by High Yield of Alden, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Minnesota. Call the Troy Thompson Agency at 373-2852. We just want some volleyball. So they give the point to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. I'm assuming because there was something wrong with the rotation. So that play was just considered dead. They blew it dead in the middle. Panthers get the point. They're now serving. Here we go. 6-3. Titans on top. Set number three. On the attack. Tipped over. Bump. Jump off the net. Hook shot. Slapped down there by Hallie Schultz. When I say hook shot, went up with her left hand, knocked it down. Hallie Schultz gets a kill. Her third kill, and it's 6-4. Again, whatever momentum either team had was kind of taken away by that long delay. On the attack for TCS, going to sail past the back line. The attacker, I think that was running the attack. And just like that, the Panthers are down by just a point. 6-5 TCU here in set number four. To Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Off 2-1. Smishek. Third hit over by TCU. Chance for the Panthers. Set on the attack. Left front by Jacobson. Off the blockers and down. And just like that, we're tied at 6 apiece. I got Jacobson down for 16 kills. With that long delay. And with the point going to Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Yeah, the momentum's definitely on the Panthers' side right now. Serve is over. Set by Smishek. Will safe go to the back row, hits it over. Set on the attack, little tip over by George. Bumped. Mike Kaplan running the attack, and did it go over? They're going to say it was blocked. Now Rutt's going to hit over at two hands. Set on the attack, that's George. Off the blockers, dug out nicely by Kaplan in the back row. Will safe the left front, hits it over. Bump in the back row again. Set, Jacobson on the attack. About 8 feet away, play by Smishek, bump by Rudd. Vosapka on the attack, blocked right back at her. Bump by Rudd, way up in the air. Smishek set. Vosapka flat-footed, 8 foot over, hits it over. Set, on the attack, George mistimed her jump and never got it over. Mistimed her jump and a sign off for TCU, 7 cents. So Vosapka serving from right to left on your radio dial. Again, it's a 9-conference matchup. But he can count a battle of Highway 13. Jacobson second hit over. On the attack, that's hit over by Factor. Dug out by Jacobson, set. Back to Jacobson, middle front on the attack. Bumped by Vosapka. Bumped by Smishek, third hit over. Chance for the Panthers going from left to right. On the attack, Jacobson over the two blockers. Bumped by Kaplan. Smishek second hit over to the back row, set. On the attack, Jacobson with two hands, hits it toward the back row. Played by Vosapka, set. Run on the attack with two hands. Looks for the back corner. Bumped there by Schmidt. Bumped by Schultz. Third it over. No. Jacobson's hit goes into the net. And a point for TCU to make it 8-6. TCU won the first set 25-15. Panthers won the second set 25-9. Won the third set 25-15. Vosapka's serving. 8-6 TCU. A must-needed set for them. That's an ace. Ace by Vosapka to make it 9-6. Vosapka still serving. Serve is over, bumped, set. Jacobson in the attack over the two blockers. Bump backwards. It's a baseball, or not the baseball, or inside. Hits the basketball hoop on top of the ceiling and comes down, and no one can play it for TCU. It's a point for Jacobson, or a point for Jacobson with a kill, her 17th. Cuts the lead down to 9-7. Side out. Hallie Schultz serving. And Kaplan diving for it. It's going to be an ace. Ace for Hallie Schultz, her first. Ace number 6 for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. It's a 9-8 game with Hallie Schultz still serving. Bump by Kaplan, bump by Smishek. Third hit over by Rutt. Chance for the Panthers. Dug out. Jacobson, second hit over to the back row. Set by Smishek. On the attack is Rutt. It's blocked right back at TCU. Another chance. Set on the attack. Factor hits it over. Blocked right back at her, but it went out of bounds on the block. On the block was Schmidt, but it went out of bounds, so a kill for Factor to make it 10-8. Markison will check in. Rutt's going to check out. And Markison back in the game. Alexis Markison, 5'4 sophomore, serving for TCU. TCU trying to force a decisive fifth set. Set on the attack, hit over by George. Markison bumps it. Smishek slaps it over on hit number 2. Second hit over by Jacobson the other way. Set up. Little running punch over by Huffins. Chance for the Panthers. Jacobson on the kill and gets it. We'll count an attack first. And it's a kill when it lands from the left front. Side out, it's 10-9 TCU. Substitution, Bailey Urkey will come back in. And Jacobson serving. Unofficially got Aaron Jacobson for one ace and 17 kills. Hits it over, that's an ace! Kaplan in the back row, diving for it, cannot come up with it. And we are tied at 10 apiece. TCU had an early 5-1 lead here in set 4. But the Panthers have come back to tie things up at 10. And then Jacobson left the serve short. Service air to make it 10-11. Kaplan will check in. Or check out. Krochak back in for TCU. And now a timeout's going to be called by TCU. Kerry Richards called a timeout. I'm not sure if they had substitution problems again. She called a really quick timeout. Yeah, Krochak for TCU didn't look like she was in the right spot. So a timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee, or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680. So it's 14-7, Philadelphia on top. The Eagles have a third down and 12 coming up from their own 25 with 7:01 to go second quarter. Philly up 14-7. They were up 14-0, but the Vikings get a stop on third and long, hit the football right back. The Philadelphia team that gave up 35 points to Detroit last week. So now a substitution. Emma Sazacek, a 5'10 sophomore, checks in for the first time. Good to see Emma out there. Good friends with her parents, Jesse and Gail Skazacek. Service over, set on the attack. That's off the blockers and down. Nice job by Sarah George. George gets the kill. That's her second kill. And it's 11-11 on the side out. So Schultz, Sydney Schultz, 5'5 senior, and that spins over. Hits the top of the net and goes over for an ace for Sydney Schultz. And it's 12-11. Back to action. I'll explain that in a second. Krochak on the attack comes back to the net and never got over. So Krochak gets the kill. So some of the JV volleyball players for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva yelled over to, and they're outnumbered here tonight, yelled over to the TCU student body, "We can't hear you." After that point, they made sure they were loud. Jacobson hits it over and dug out by TCU. Osapka on the attack. Bump by Jacobson, set on the attack right in front of us over the two blockers by Schmidt. Third it over by Bosamka, 8 feet away. Bump by Jacobson, set on the attack. That's Urkey, hits the corner, she does. Urkey from the middle front finds that back corner. Bree Erke with kill number 7. And for the first time here in set number 4, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva's up 13-11. So Taylor Schmidt serving. First lead of set number 3 with the Panthers up 2 sets to 1. Bump by Skazacek. On the attack, Vosemka punched it over and miscommunication. Went over the head of Taylor Schmidt. Sydney Schultz behind her cannot come up with it. And we're tied at 13 apiece. Markison will check out. Rutt will check in the front row of Vosemka. And also with Krochuk. Smishek serving. That's going to sail. Service there to make it 14-13 to Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. We're going to make it a quick post-game show tonight. Bailey Erke serving. On the attack, Rye punches it over. It's blocked right back at her. Now on the NRHEG side. Jacobson over to 2 blockers, and it landed. It did land. Diving for it was Vosevka. Could not get to it, so another kill for Jacobson. She's got unofficially 18, and the Panthers up by 2, their biggest lead here in set number 4. We're New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva up 2 sets to 1. Erke serve is over. Bumped by Skazacek. Set. Now hit by 2 hands by Factor out of the back row. Set. On the attack, Erke, played by Rutt. Smishek hits over to Vosevka. Knocks it over. Chance for the Panthers. Set on the attack. Jacobson, what a perfect set. Is it in? It's in. Perfect set by Hallie Schultz. The chance of hammer. As Jacobson with her 19th kill. And it's 16-13. I think it's 16-13. Scoreboard still says 15-13. I don't think that's 16. That's going to be an ace. Well, it's going to be an ace. There they go. They got it right. 17-13. So the ace there by Bailey Erke, her second ace. 17-13, and that attack from Factor at the back row is going to sail past the back row. And NRHEG, just like that, starting to pull away. 18-13. We're tied at 11 apiece. 7 of the last 9 points have gone to the Panthers. TCU needs a run, and Krochuk's third hit does not get over. It's 19-13. See if TCU is going to take a timeout. They won't. It's all New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Ashley Tolsman, first-year head coach, returning to the town she graduated in when it was Montgomery Lonsdale. And Krochuk hits it over. On the return, a kill for Krochuk in the right front. Side out. Make it 19-14. Substitution, Faith Nielsen will check in. Checking out will be Bailey Erke. And Ashley Tolsman in her first year is just loving it. Her team is 4-1. That's a service there. That's 20-14 Panthers. And they are 5 points away from going to 5-1. And Coach Tolsman picking up a win. In Montgomery. Serve is over. On the attack. Hit over by Rutt. Set. On the attack. Jacobson. And it's blocked by Rutt. Back to the net. Third hit is not over. So a point. Give Rutt the kill for TCU. It's 20-15. And Vosemka is serving. TCU trying to stay in this match. They need to win this set to force a 5th set. Punched over by George on the attack. Chance for TCU. Thirded over by Rutt to the back row. Set on the attack, Jacobson. And that's hit to the back row. Vosemka did play it. Factor on the attack. Played in the back row there by Nielsen. Third hit over, free ball for TCU going from right to left. Bump up by Smishek. Attack is over. That one's bumped way up to the rafter. Set. Jacobson on the attack. And it did it ever get over? Nope, never got over the net. That's 4 hits on New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. So TCU is staying 3 of the last 4 points to make it 20-16. And a timeout's going to be called. Tolsman is laughing. Coach Tolsman, she wants a timeout. And Ashley Tolsman, such a joy to talk to her before the match. Just smiling and having a good time. And she loves coaching New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva volleyball. So the Vikings had a punt Philadelphia will take over first and 10 from their own 15. 14-7 Eagles. 5 minutes to go before halftime. Well, since we have a moment, let's again say thank you to our New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva sponsors, L&D Egg Service, Floors for You, the Ellendale Cafe, and Lurberg's Foods. Thank you for helping us bring Panther Volleyball to everybody in KATE country in Freeborn County and beyond tonight. We appreciate your sponsorship. So Vosapka serving from right to left. Panthers up by four. Vosapka, serve is over. Played by Nielsen, set, third hit over by Jacobson. Set, run on the attack, two hits it over with two hands. Set, Jacobson on the attack, left front. Her attack is bumped right back to the net. Smishek bumps it, third hit over. Chance for NRHEG. And there's an attack of the back row by Nielsen. It's done for a point. I think Jacobson was going to bump it. I think Faith Nielsen called her off, and Nielsen said, I'll take a swing at it. From the back row, she gets her second kill, and it's 21-16. Substitution, Barnett will check in. Vosapka will check out. Panthers 4 points away from a win in four sets. Serve is over by Hallie Schultz. Set on the attack by Rutt. Did it ever go over? It must have been blocked. NRHEG keeping it alive. Nielsen on the attack from the back row. Bumped by Kaplan, way up in the air. Bumped by Smishek on the attack factor. Played by Nielsen, set. Third it over with two hands is Schmidt. Chance for TCU. Bump by Barnett. Factor on the attack. Played by Schultz in the back row. Set. Jacobson on the attack. Off the blockers. Dug out by Smishek. Bump by Kaplan. Third it over. Free ball for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. On the attack. And that one's almost hammered down and bumped right back. That was George on the attack. Out of the back row, Nielsen hits it over. Played by TCU. Third hit over. Just got over. Second hit by Sydney Schultz, sends it back to TCU. On the attack factor from 8 feet away, Jacobson plays it, set. Back to Jacobson on the attack and can't get it over. TCU bench comes flying up in the air to celebrate. That's a hard-fought point. Rutt's going to check out. Markison will check in. 21-17. Again, TCU needs to win this one to force a set number five. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva trying to close things out. In four sets, serve is over. Back to the net, tipped over by TCU. That was tipped over by Huffins. Now Jacobson will slap it over right front. Factor on the attack off the blockers, played by Schultz. Off the net, bump backwards. That's going to be for him. Or a net violation. And now TCU getting some momentum back. We're tied at 11. Panthers went up 20-14. TCU with four of the last 5 points. 21-18, Panthers by three. Bump on the attack. Nielsen on the back row goes off the blocker. Bump by Kaplan. Set. No, Smishek, second hit over. Second hit over by Jacobson the other way. Set by Smishek. Factor on the attack. Did it get blocked? It got blocked, and that's going to be a kill for Factor. Goes off the blockers, out of bounds. It's 21-19 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. So Markison serving. This has been fun. Nielsen plays it set. On the attack, Jacobson. Bump in the back row by TCU. On the attack, middle front hit over. Played by Schultz. Bumped. Third hit in the back row. Nielsen. Free ball for TCU. Down by two. Smishek set. Factor with the kill. I just paused for a second to watch Factor go up. Nothing that Faith Nielsen could do in the back row. When it's set up that perfectly, you have no chance. And Factor knocked it home. 21-20. Chance for TCU to tie things up. Markison serve is over. Set. No, quick set. Hit over is down for a point. Good thinking by Hallie Schultz. Hallie Schultz with her fourth kill. Bailey Urquhart check back in for the Panthers. A huge side out for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. 22-20. Serve is over by Jacobson. Bumped by Barnett. Bumped by Markison. Bumped over. Free ball for the Panthers. Set on the attack. George is down for a kill. George in the middle front gets her fourth kill. And it's 23-20. And a timeout's going to be called by TCU. We're going to take a quick timeout. I just want to catch my breath. Timeout TCU. We're back in a moment on Kate.
Vehicle accident? Injured? Don't fight the fight yourself. You need Knutes and Casey. Call 507-344-8888.
Knutes and Casey.
Or KnutsandCasey.com.
So a timeout called by a TCU. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva looking for win number 5 of the season. They get USC coming up tomorrow in a Gopher Conference matchup. Jacobson serve at the top of the net, spins over. Bump by Smishek, third hit over. Chance for the Panthers. Set on the attack, hit over. That's played by Markusik. Set again. Third hit over by TCU. Bumped. Bump by Schultz. Jacobson out the back row on the attack, and that's dug out by TCU, and it lands for a point. Jacobson with her 20th kill unofficially. I think we know who our Albert Lee player of the game is going to be. 24-20. Match point for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And that's an attack by TCU. It goes backwards. Jacobson keeps it alive. Sydney Schultz hits it over. Free ball. Chance for TCU. Set by Smishek. Barnett on the back row hits it over. And is it out? It's out! And New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva wins. It was out of bounds, and the Panthers pick up a victory on the road in non-conference action. They beat TCU 3 sets to 1.